Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
301 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call into the show coming up later this hour. And I haven't been able to address this. This happened on Friday, so I wasn't on the air. And then my first show back, it was Knicks, pretty much dominated the conversation. But I haven't been able to weigh in on the Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, Donald Trump situation and all the hoopla that has surrounded that over the last couple of days. And I'm sure it's going to have legs for a couple more days and also as we get closer and closer to training camp, as the Giants will be in West Virginia. Because I guess they're doing like renovations or stuff, but they're going to be in West Virginia. That I do know. I forgot why, but they're definitely going to be. They're not going to be around these parts, which is crazy. But they're not going to be local. So that's coming up. Obviously, late July, early August, the start of that. Football will be around the corner before you know it. And obviously, there will be football here to talk about with in terms of Dart, in terms of Carter, in terms of President Donald Trump, which I will get into later on this hour. Speaking of Trump, he might go to a Knick playoff game here, a finals game. I know he was talking about possibly doing that. So Trump, obviously, in the sports vortex over the last couple days, and if he shows up at Madison Square Garden, he'll kind of insert himself into it once again. Now, as far as the Yankees, four in a row, Braves have lost four in a row. The Yankees have now put themselves in a situation where they're three back in the loss column, and considering where they were about a week ago, heading into Memorial Day weekend, facing the Rays, who had already beaten them three in a row at the Trop, the Yankees were in a dicey situation where they lost a couple games. They could be looking up even further at the Tampa, and all of a sudden it feels like it might be out of reach. They lose the game on Friday, the game on Saturday gets rained out, and then you have Aaron Judge on Sunday, hits the walk-off, and the Yankees have taken off since then. They completely and utterly smashed the Royals. 14 in a row against Kansas City, the Yankees have won. 14 in a row. And they've put up big numbers in these games. Cole looked like the old Gerrit Cole. He looked like prime Gerrit Cole. The velocity was up. The stuff was there. 10 strikeouts. He looked phenomenal. And the Yankees already have a very strong rotation, even with Fried out. Schlittler is, in my mind, the front runner to win the Cy Young. You know, I know it's 2 months in, but he's the front runner right now. He has been dynamite, really, ever since he came up to the big leagues. Gerrit Cole, if he pitches this way, as really the third starter of the team. Because when Fried is back, I go Schlitler, Fried, Cole. But that's a three-man rotation there in terms of your top three that is as strong as anybody in the sport. It's excellent and a huge advantage for Aaron Boone. But that just shows you, though, in baseball, 1 week, the entire script can be flipped. You win a couple games, the team you're chasing loses a couple of games, and instead of being, you know, 8-9 games back in the loss column, and all of a sudden you start to get, you know, nervous about the division because you're entering a month that has been a challenge for Aaron Boone in his managing career, which is the month of June. The June swoon often bites the Yankees. And until it doesn't, you have to assume it's going to. That's something that has plagued Aaron Boone managed team here with the Yankees. So all those things were kind of weighing into the weekend with Tampa and then coming out of it. The Yankees took care of business on Sunday. Tampa has now lost their footing, a team that was winning basically night in and night out for a stretch there and has been on a tremendous streak this season. They have now lost four in a row. The Yankees have won four in a row, and all of a sudden, three games back is not that bad at all. I know you're losing the heads-up matchup right now, so if it was a tiebreaker, much like last year, you'd be on the short end of the stick, but there are plenty of more opportunities to take advantage of Tampa and win some games and no longer not have control of the tiebreaker. But things are definitely looking up for the Yankees. And it starts with their pitching and what I saw from Gerrit Cole tonight, both starts, but specifically tonight where his velocity was up, the strikeouts were there. He could have pitched even longer if he wasn't coming off, obviously, a major injury, only making a second start. But that was a very promising performance from Gerrit Cole. Look, this is not a guy that's a spring chicken anymore. He's coming off a major injury. You didn't know what the heck to expect. And he has exceeded, I think, anybody's expectations of how well he's looked and how good he has pitched. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Tom in Far Rockaway. He's on the fan here on After Hours. What's going on, Tom?
Yeah, hey, Tommy. I would just want to say, first of all, just want to give you credit for you were saying since game one, game two, that the Knicks are going to sweep. I wasn't so confident like that, but how confident you were that they were going to sweep and how they did it like that was just very, very impressive, Hill.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it for multiple levels. Number one, the Knicks are just on this great run. They were expected to be rusty in game one. That was where they were at their most vulnerable. The Cavs had a 22-point lead. If they couldn't close out that game, they weren't going to close out any game. And the Cavs have no heart. They're gutless. I just knew the Knicks were not only going to win the series in four, but they were going to smash them, and that's exactly what ended up happening.
I want to say the Mets at the same point are also, you were very confident about them. You're trying to be positive, but they look like they're back to the old Mets a little bit. Like, is it fair to consider like they're back to square one now? It looks like. And I'm just curious. Also, just one question about like just the pitching. Is the whole entire Yankee rotation? Could you say that Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Cam Schlitler, and maybe even Carlos Rodon are better than any pitcher on the Mets?
No. You didn't give the whole rotation. I mean, but Rodon, I would take Peralta and McLain over Carlos Rodon.
Peralta's not doing so good this year.
Well, he's still better pitcher than Carlos Rodon. He still led the National League in wins last year. I would still take Peralta over Rodon. And if you're going to put Weathers into the conversation, who's part of the
Ron
rotation.
Ron Weathers, yeah.
Yeah, then I would put him over. But even Rodon. And listen, Will Warren has been excellent too. But yeah, Freddie Peralta's still, one, in my opinion, one of the better pitchers in the sport. And McLain, I think, is a future ace. Now, Holmes is hurt, but Clay Holmes was pitching incredible. So he could have been in this conversation, but he unfortunately took a line drive off his leg and is going to be out for a while.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, listen, I mean, the strength of the Yankees is their rotation. Because when they get to October, if everybody's healthy, knock on wood, you have Schlitler, you have Fried, and you have Cole. 1-2-3. That is a very, very, very tough three pitchers that they're throwing at teams. That's going to be hard to beat them. So they have a huge, now where whether it's Rodon, whether it's Weathers, whether it's Warren, whoever ends up being that fourth guy, that will be a good, especially if it's Warren, the way he's pitched, that will be a strong fourth. But that top three, that's as good as anybody.
And then they would also have the batting, I'm saying, is also if Stan comes back, then they have Daniel, Ben Rice, Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger's playing amazing this year.
Yep.
It's, yeah, that, the team is, I'm saying, it's. Why would Vegas not pick them over the Dodgers at this point?
Because you're talking about there are some dead outs at the bottom of the order. The bullpen, and I think they're going to address this, but the bullpen needs to be addressed. They got to get better arms back there at the deadline. I still think they have an issue at third base, a catcher. So there's a couple of holes in this lineup that need to be addressed, which I'm sure Cashman will do at the deadline. And also you're talking about the champs, the two-time defending champs. You got to knock them off and drive the stake through their heart before you say anybody's better than them.
That's true. Okay, thank you for the call. Thank you for my call.
Of course, bro. Appreciate the conversation. But yeah, Cam Schlittler, I can't say enough great things about him. He's just built differently. And between him and Ben Rice, you're talking about two young, outstanding pillars of this Yankee franchise. And the team deserves a lot of credit. The organization deserves a lot of credit for both of these guys.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Starting rotation's a major strength. Judge, Rice, major strength. Bellinger, who has his own October demons, but the thing about Bellinger is he can help you win a baseball game. If he's struggling with the bat, he can still help you. He's great defensively, including on Sunday, that throw to third base to stop the run from scoring. He's insanely good, especially defensively. Can do things on the base paths. He's a great player because of all the things he can do out there. Stanton, if he's healthy, and that's where the Yankees' mindset's always going to be with him. You know, and we all know the game here. Well, there's positive news about Stanton, or there's this. They know that they want to keep him on ice as long as humanly possible, so when October gets here, he could be October Stanton. And when he is October Stanton, the Yankees got to the World Series a couple years ago. But they're not perfect. And obviously the bullpen is a major problem. K catcher's a major problem. Third base is a major problem. Internally, I think they can do some things over at third base, because McMahon to me is more of a bench player and ultimately will be that bench player, guy you could bring in late in the game if you need to pop a home run, or defensively at either shortstop or third base. But whether it's Lombard, whether it's Volpe even, or you could go outside, but I think you have a couple options that you could look take a long, hard look at. I mean, Anthony Volpe, to his credit, is playing well. To his credit, because he obviously went through the ringer last year and was hurt, but he went through it last year. And he has, in the small time that he's been up here ever since the injury, he's been performing. He could be a Swiss Army knife or the starting third base. Lombard, you can bring him up second half of the year. That's assuming you don't go outside for a trade to bring in a third baseman. Catcher, I mean, we know Wells is a mess. They're going to be patient because that's what the Yankees do, but ultimately, their patience will run out because Wells can't hit. He can't hit. And he looks like a guy that's just mentally shot, especially at the plate. And they really don't have an answer outside of him in terms of this organization. Like, Ascara is not a major leaguer. So there's really nobody you can turn to consistently that could take the place of Wells. I mean, he's got seven RBIs. Seven. He's the starting catcher for the Yankees. We're about to hit June. He's got seven RBIs. That is pathetic. And there's no way you can justify all year if he continues to perform this way. You know, the Yankees are going to be stubborn with it. That's just the way they are. Plus, they don't have an option to go to. You know, Aaron Boone's going to tell you J.C. Ascara is a top 15 catcher in the sport, or he's going to prop him up like he's Piazza or Pudge Rodriguez, but we know he's not. He's not a major leaguer. And at this point, neither is Wells. So those are the things that they're going to have to figure out along the way here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. Let's go to Stuart in Brooklyn. What's going on, Stewie?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
How you doing?
Tommy, you're right. Wells, if he wasn't good defensively, where would he be?
Who are we talking about here?
Austin Wells.
Oh, Wells. I thought you said Rose at first. I thought you were teaming up for Knicks. Wells. Oh, no. Yeah, Wells, it's all about defense. If he cannot hit. You cannot tell me that this guy has seven RBIs, but he does. And we are almost
in June. Like, in June.
Yep.
I mean, Yogi Berra used to get seven RBIs in one game. Thurman Munson would get seven RBIs.
Well, anybody. I mean, listen. I think anybody else that besides Ascara would be the starting catcher for the Yankees right now. They'd have more than seven RBIs. Look, Wells is the worst offensive catcher, starting offensive catcher in the sport. He is that
bad. Ascara, you're right. He's not a major leaguer.
Nope.
No way.
No way. Because you know what? If he was, they'd be playing him because Wells has been that bad.
Yeah, he is. And the starting rotation, they're very good with that. But we have not forgot about one thing. They do not hit in the playoffs.
That's a big-time bugaboo and something that they're going to have to, a demon they're going to have to exercise. You're 100% right. That's the worry to me, and that's why, Stewie, I was critical of the running it back, because you're running back a team that has had a lot of October shortcomings and failures, especially with their bats. And that's the lineup that they have out there. Now, Ben Rice, he obviously is a sort of new to this, you know, obviously there last year, but Ben Rice, the story hasn't been written as far as his October kind of feel, but I mean, still, there's a lot of guys in this lineup that doesn't hit in October.
We need Stanton to be Stanton in October. Now, when is he going to be coming back to play?
What do you care? As long as it's October. That's all that matters, Stuart. As long as he's back in October, that's all you care about. Don't worry about if he's back next week. But it doesn't matter. Because they're in the regular season, Yankees will be fine without Stanton. They need him for October. So don't you worry about Stanton. Let me worry about Stanton. As soon as I have an update, I'll let you know. But as long as he's back by October, it's fine. Now, you want to talk about the Knicks too, Stewart?
Yes.
You're a little pumped up?
I'm pumped up. And I want the referees to open their eyes about the OKC City floppers.
They're not going to do that. But they're not going to do that. You could scream to the mountaintops, Stu, and I appreciate the call. It's going to be a major talking point. I just know it. I'm ready for it. I'm primed. I'm game for it. It's going to be huge discourse with SGA because he is the worst, by far, offender of the flopping. He is a foul merchant. He is looking to get to the line. He usually creates the contact and falls over, or if there's even the slightest of contact, he falls over. That's just the way he operates. And the officials who have been calling it all these years are not going to just wake up in the NBA Finals and go, yeah, we're going to stop doing that. He's a star player. He's won back-to-back MVPs. He has won a championship. And guess what? When you are that type of player and you have that type of resume, especially when you sell the contact, you're going to get the whistle. It's been happening in this league forever. And it will continue to happen in this league. It's up to the Knicks to play smart basketball, do the best they can to limit it and not get key players in foul trouble. It's going to be a major strategic thing that Mike Brown is going to have to instill in his players. When SGA has the ball, he's going to look to get to the line. And you got to be smart, especially if you have a couple fouls. So that's on Cat, who we know falls into that trap where he gets into foul trouble. It happened in the Philly series with Embiid. And Embiid is, as bad as he is, he's nowhere near SGA. Nowhere near. Nor does the officials in the league put Embiid in that same category as SGA. Certainly not anymore. You know, at one point, Embiid, an MVP, a guy that was a star in the league. But now it's he's more of a pain in the ass to everybody than he is, including the city of Philadelphia. Then he is that star player. SGA is not the face of the league, but he's won a couple MVPs and a championship. So they're going to treat him like the star that he is. And he also knows how to sell it. He knows how to get to the line better than anybody. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's going on, Luke?
What's happening?
Still waiting to go to Minnesota's one day, would you?
Well, now that the weather's heating up, you know that I love Long Beach, of course. Minnesota's one of the great bars out there in Long Beach, a place that I have partied many times in my life. So at some point, we got to get a cold one there for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. My pleasure. You know, a couple of things. First of all, let's go Austin Wells for a mm-hmm. second, right? He is a little bit, you know, he needs to absolutely do better, but I don't think he's quite as bad as you say. Do you know what he, you know what his numbers were last year?
Yeah, okay, but we're talking about this year.
Let me just finish for a second.
But Mario, I understand what you're saying, but you're going to tell me that you don't think he's the worst offensive catcher in the sport right now with 7 RBIs going into June?
That can't change.
Oh, no, of course it could change, but when is it going to change? We're now 2 months into the season.
I'm just saying, let's go with his history.
Okay, you want to go back to the baseball card?
No. What has he done in his career? Let's look at it. You can't look at a small sample size and say, this is what this guy
is.
No,
but I could look at body language. I could look at a player that maybe is done in terms of his tenure with a team and needs a new change of scenery. I think that's fair to say. There are players that are like that, where they just kind of run out of steam with the franchise they're on.
Look, he had 21 homers, 75
yeah, RBIs. I understand that. I get that. And that's why the team, by the way,
those are solid numbers.
That's
right?
Oh no, they're very good numbers, but that's why the team is going to be patient with him. You sound like Cashman, because that's what Cashman would tell you is, look, Austin has the numbers. He had 21 homers last year, had 71 RBIs. That's the player we think he is. That's the player we think he's going to turn into this year. So we're going to remain patient with him. Okay, all well and good. But if we're sitting here in a month and he's got, you know, 14 RBIs, at what point do you say, all right, the Austin Wells from 25 is not going to be the Austin Wells in 26?
Possible it could be an off year, but his history shows that he can play. It's not like he's done.
Well, it's 1 year.
What he's doing right
it's
now.
It's 1 year. It's not like he's put together 4 or 5 straight years of 20 homers and 70 guys.
He's only been in the league 3 years.
I understand that.
He's been.
Yeah, I understand that. But okay. But if he has a bad year here, what's to say that this isn't more the norm and last year wasn't an outlier?
Well, the year before that, he had 19 homers and 60 RBIs.
No, he did not. He had 13 home runs and 55.
Oh, 13, okay, 13 for
55, so that's my point, right? Though, is that that's obviously way less. So he's got now, my point is, if he's closer to the 13 and the 55, that's not nearly as good as the 21 and the 71. Now, if he keeps up the defense and the average is up there, fine. But he's still on the interstate here with 7 RBIs, and it's almost June 1st.
Now, let me ask you, pitching stats, right?
Yep.
You know, if you compare the Yankees to the Mets.
He also hit 219 last year. He had 229. He's got a 218 lifetime batting average. That stinks. That stinks.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. But if you look at catches overall,
I understand that, but I get that. Yeah. But I mean, but 218 is no matter how you slice it, is putrid.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to compare the Yankees staff to the Mets staff, right? Is there any? Do the Mets have anybody as good as the Yankees' top three?
I mean, the top three. It's tough to say. It's tough to say. Yes, sir. I like Peralta a lot. You know, I love McClain. Schlitler is just on another level right now. He is. It's hard. As much as I'm waiting for the conversation about Schlitler and McClain, Schlitler is just pitching better right now. That there's no other way to slice it. I mean, the numbers are there. Max Fried has a long history and a long career that has been excellent. Same thing with Cole. So, yeah, that top three, I don't think so. But when you start to go down lesser than that, yeah, that's where you can get a Peralta and McClain. And that's no slight on those guys, but Schlitler, Fried, and Cole is as strong a 1-2-3 punch as there is in the sport.
Louie, what happened to McClain? Gave up 12.
Well, it's two in a row. So let's just look at his next start here.
A tremendous amount of runs.
I understand that, but he had two bad ones. But you know what, though? What I would say here is that every pitcher, even Schlitler, will go through this year, I'm sure. You have those type of rough outings, and you hope that he bounced back. You know, in the third one here, if it starts to become a pattern, that's when you start to think, is there an injury? Is something wrong with him? What's going on? But a couple of bad starts, I'm not ready to say, you know, what the heck is wrong with this guy? It's more like a bump in the road right now than I think it is an overall concern with him.
Okay, good. Now, can we end it with the Knicks, man? Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. This is the championship for them, and I really feel like they're going to beat either team that they play, they're going to beat them. Whether it's OKC or the Spurs, I believe they're going to win. You know, and this just seems like everything's falling into place, and we're going to win a championship. And listen, there's a possibility. There's a possibility, and I don't know if this happened. What people will do. There's a possibility that the Knicks can win and the Yankees in the same year.
No, it's absolutely on the table. And I brought this up early in the show. Much like the Knicks going into this year and throughout the year, now you're seeing this with the Yankees. It was finals or bust for the Knicks. They had to get to this round. They had to get to the championship round. When you consider the talent, when you consider the years of climbing the ladder and the chemistry and the continuity, the experience, and also the fact that they fired their coach, they hired a new coach, Halliburton out for the year, Tatum was going to miss most of the year. The road was there for the Knicks to get to the finals. They had to get there. They have. But now that they're here, you want to see them win. Same thing with the Yankees. The American League stinks. So the Yankees are in the driver's seat here to make the World Series. They have to get there. But you're right. There's even though we've waited a while, there's absolutely a possibility here of back-to-back sort of parades. And then we'll just get one for the Giants as well. Well, you want to do three parades while we're at it? You want four parades? Well, we'll do three. You know, we could do three parades because the Giants, and we'll get to them coming up in a little bit with Dart and with Carter. But you're right, Mario. There is a more than good shot that we see both the Mets, excuse me, well, I'd love to see the Mets, but more than likely that we see the Yankees certainly there in the World Series, and obviously the Knicks in the finals are already there.
And stop telling me this thing. It makes me crazy. You can't win because Brunson is too small.
Well, I've never said, you mean just people in general having that take? That you can't win when your best player is undersized?
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous because they're four games away from winning one. Now, defensively, is that a problem for Jalen Brunson? Yes. His size is an issue. And that's why you got to do your best to kind of hide him defensively, which they haven't been able to do at times in years past. So far this year, because they've steamrolled teams, it hasn't been exploited. But that will be something, especially a team like OKC, that they'll go to school on. They'll try to beat up on Brunson on both ends of the floor and wear him down, which has happened to him before. Indiana was able to do it. OKC certainly has the personnel to do it. San Antonio even has the personnel to do it. Now, as far as the matchups, I'd much rather see the Spurs. You're talking about a team that's down 3-2. If they were to battle back and win this series, a game 7 in Oklahoma City, this is a young team. Outside of Barnes, they don't have any Cornett. They don't really have guys. They're core star players. Let's just leave it at that. So when you're talking about Wemby, you're talking about Castle, you're talking about Harper, who's not even old enough to drink. He was just at Rutgers. He's like 20 years old. De'Aaron Fox, their core is not very old, especially the first three players I just said. If they were to battle back from 3-2 and win a game 7 in Oklahoma City, I'm telling you, that's their championship. They're already ahead of schedule. That's their championship. They would have a major letdown. I don't think they have the mentality, the focus, that championship DNA yet to pivot from that type of win, which would be monumental for those guys. And then here come the Knicks, red hot. I think New York would beat them in five. I think the Knicks would just absolutely crack them. Boat race them, much of what we've seen over the last two rounds. OKC is a totally different animal, especially if they get healthy. If Mitchell's back, if J-Dub is back, and you got to say J-Dub because there's two Jalen Williams. The star Jalen Williams. The other Jalen Williams is a good role player, but J-Dub is a star player. He's the second best player. And he's great on both ends of the floor. He's their OG Anunoby, if you're unfamiliar with him. So he is a massive part of that team. And he's been battling hamstring injuries really throughout the year and now here in the playoffs. But if they're fully healthy and they're full strength, that's a team with championship DNA. And if they win coming up later on tonight, they're going to get almost as long a rest as the Knicks have. So they're going to be rested. They're going to most likely be fully healthy. They're going to have home court advantage. They are the defending champs. They play defense. They have the depth. They have the MVP. They're tough. They're physical. They have a great home court. That is not an easy mountain to climb. It's just not. As great as the Knicks are playing right now, and they are playing better than anybody in the sport. And this is the best the Knicks have ever played in the history in terms of domination in the history of their storied franchise. But OKC is a tough mountain to climb and would not be easy. Spurs, I think, would be easy. So I'm rooting for them hard. And I think San Antonio at least has one more punch left in them. I think they get game six. But we're going to find out as far as their mettle, because Wemby, not only the game that he had in game five, which was a very soft 20 points, he was even softer after, where he doesn't meet the media. That's BS. You got to meet the media. You're one of the young faces of the league, and you're probably going to be the face of the league in short order. There's nobody like him ever before and will never be like him. In terms of his size, in terms of what he could do on a basketball court. When I grew up, the players that were Wemby's size were stiffs. No offense. I mean, they were the George Murisons, the Manute Bolls, Sean Bradley. You know, when you were that tall, you were usually just in the league because you were tall. Wemby is not only tall, but he is extremely gifted and talented, and he plays like a guard. I know Joker has kind of transformed the sport, but and Giannis to it as well, but nothing like this with this guy's potential. But he just showed you that maturity-wise and also skill set-wise, he's just not quite there yet. And maybe it could change overnight because of the talent, but we haven't seen it consistently yet. And I do think if the Spurs get by here, which would be incredible from their standpoint, they would have a letdown. Even though that sounds nuts because it's the championship round, I do think so because of their youth. They don't have anything to turn to where OKC does because they've won a championship. They know how to switch to that next gear. They know how to level up. They know how to navigate the waters. San Antonio is learning. And once they learn it, forget it. Everybody's in big trouble once they figure it out. Big trouble. But they're not figuring it out this year. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours, Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. Let's go to Willie in Howard Beach. What's up, Willie?
What's going on with you, Lugie? How you feeling, brother?
Great, great. How you feeling?
I'm good. I actually wanted to talk about, did you see that Juan Soto hit the celly? The Jalen Brunson?
Yeah, you know what, Willie? I'm so glad that you brought this up. This was in my notes to mention this. I didn't mention it yet, so I'm glad you teed me up for it. Soto hits the home run, not only rounding the bases, heading home, but also later on in the dugout, he did the Jalen Brunson, you know, kiss to the sky with the three fingers. I did see that. Right. I did. Right. And then after the game, we'll play the audio coming up just here in a second. Soto showing his support, not only to Brunson, but to the Knicks. You love that stuff. You love the synergy, the orange and blue, when teams in this town recognize other teams. It's like a crossover in comic books. You know what I mean? It's like the Avengers assembling. So I'm a big fan of that type of stuff, especially when it's two teams I root for.
That's a good example. Now, I feel like we need to see, like, I've seen all, like, at Celebrity Row, like, all I've seen was Igor Shesterkin there from another New York sports team. I feel like with Aaron Judge, I'm a diehard Mets fan, so I love that it's Soto that did that or whatever. But
same.
I feel like with Aaron Judge, with him and Judge being called who's the real captain in New York.
The king of New York, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that maybe, you know, Judge should be there or maybe more Mets. Like, I just want to see more Mets and Yankees.
Well, it depends on the schedule. You know what I mean? It depends on where, you know what I mean? They could be playing a game that night in all likelihood, or they could be on the road. There's just a million things going on there. I agree with you on the – I'd love to see – listen, I've been calling for this for weeks. I want to see A.J. Ewing and Patrick Ewing at the Garden sitting next to each other with Francesa sitting next to him. My God, that to me would be amazing. But it obviously depends on the schedule. So you could see more football players. There are hockey players because they're in the off season. It's difficult with baseball because of – we don't know if they're off. We don't know if they're on the road, et cetera.
I want to make one more Knicks point, Lou, and I'm going to let you go. This is what I would like to see from all New Yorkers listening, including you, for the finals. For this playoff run, there's been two types of Knicks fans, only two. I think we need to find a gray area to win the championship. And the two Knicks fans I've been seeing is either A, the bandwagon hopper, or B, the fan that now, instead of just enjoying the run, they want to break down every single...
Yeah.
Every timeline that they've been there for 20 years and wore this, we need to just enjoy this run. It don't matter, you know, if you've been rocking for 20 or 30 years, like, let's enjoy the run. Like, people are trying to prove their fandom more than enjoy the run. I'm going to let you go, Loogie, and I hope the cats are right, my brother, all right?
The cat is doing great. He got neutered a couple of days ago, which, look. I understand it. He can't be spraying all over the place. I get why we had to do it, but as a parent here, as a father to him, I just looked at him and I was like, bud, you have no idea what's about to happen. You're unaware of what's about to change in your life. If it was up to me, we would not be doing this because we are. I would only imagine if someone wanted to neuter me. I'd be like, no, thank you. But that's what we're doing to you, and at least I'd be aware of it as a human. You as a cat are completely oblivious to this. And he was a little mush after it, as anybody would be in that situation, but he was back to being my special boy that he was today, and he's doing great. He recovered from it. He even had a little fast a little bit before the procedure, so he now is just making up for it, eating a ton. And my wife will just give him tons of treats. You know, my wife will set rules and then break all of them. That's just the way she operates, whatever. That's not my hill to die on. But the cat is doing great. I love what you said there about the Knicks, about fandom. You know what it is? If I try to get into the psyche of people. First of all, we're in a bandwagon town. That's just the way New York is. It is a bandwagon city with sports. So you're going to have a lot of Johnny come latelys. That's whether it's the Yankees, whether it's with the Knicks, whether it's any other team. You know, it is a big event town. It's a big event city. It's a place to be seen. That's what makes the Garden and these Knick runs so special. Not just the energy, the electricity, but where the arena is located. It is in the middle of the greatest city in the world. And because of that, you are going to get celebrities galore. And we know the regulars, my guy Ben Stiller and Spike and Timothy Chalamet and the guys that are there, every actor that ever appeared in The Sopranos, Tracy Morgan, we know the regulars that are there night in and night out. But when you get to the finals, I mean, Donald Trump is looking to pull up at the Garden. Lenny Kravitz was just there. So you're going to get celebrities, presidents that you normally don't see day in and day out. That's what the NBA Finals, especially in this city, brings out. And you're going to see that once this series shifts to New York for Game 3 and 4. But I hear you, and I think people have, when it comes to like justifying their fandom, look, you're talking about a long, long, long road to get here. And there are people that want to justify, you know, I was there this entire time. We all know. We all lived through it. We all sat here for years listening to they'll never win as long as James Dolan owns the team, and the Jerome's James this, and Eddie Curry that, and all the... just horrible, horrible, horrible years that we all had to suffer through as Knicks fans. But I will push back on this. I do think everybody's enjoying it. And because they've been so dominant, we've had the opportunity not just to enjoy it when watching the game. Like, I haven't worried one bit. I didn't think they were going to lose any of these 11 games, including when they were down 22 because of the way they're playing and their opponents. So we've been able to enjoy it not only watching it, but also with these gaps now between series. It's just a chance to really sit back and not only reflect on the 27 years. This was 1999. Al Dukes might have had hair in 99. You know, I had Christina Aguilera's poster on my wall. I was just getting introduced to the world at that point. You know, I was turning on MTV and getting education every day. We now bring you to Spring Break MTV. And I'm like, okay, this is good. Let me lock the door. Yeah, this is what it was in 1999. I was a young lad. Evan Roberts was doing his first show here at WFAN in 1999. Actually, he was hired before that. That's how long it's been. So it is kind of like one of those moments where you sit there and go, damn, 27 years. That's why when you get here, though, you got to win. Because it could be another 27. And nobody wants to wait around another 27 years. That's for sure. So when you get this close, and it's 50 plus since they've won a championship, when you have this type of run and you have this type of connection between the players and they're playing at this level, you have to win. Have to. And it will be a major, major, major disappointment if they don't. Just speaking for myself, I'm 0 for 2 in the finals as far as a fan watching the Knicks. I certainly don't want to go 0 for 3. That would be devastating. Devastating. Because not just the fact that they've once again lost in the finals. Look, I love where this franchise is at, obviously. And I do think year in and year out they can contend. But you never know health. You never know. There's just so many factors and variables that go into this. There's a reason why, you know, it's hard to win championships, period, let alone year in and year out. And get to the finals year in and year out. Very difficult. Especially fully healthy, playing at this level. You have to strike while the, what is it, iron is hot? Or the match is hot. Something's hot. Some like it hot. The iron's hot. There you go. You got to strike. And that's exactly what the Knicks are in a position to do. But they have to take full advantage of it. Them as a group and also us as fans. Like if you're fortunate to have seen them win, I know there are people in our audience and there are people on this planet that have seen the Knicks win titles. That's awesome. There are many of us that haven't. Haven't. Which speaks to the thirst to get one. To get one. I think going into life as a fan, if you could see your team win one championship, you obviously want to see more. But if you can get one, think about people like Evan. He hasn't seen any. None. I've been fortunate to see the Giants win twice. I'm 2-1 in the Super Bowl as far as a fan with them. The Mets, not so much. Islanders, not so much. Knicks, not so much. So you get to a point in life where you're like, if I can get that one, I'd love to get more, but if I get that one, that will be very special. And I'll feel like their debt, as far as me rooting for them, it's been paid off. And now if they want to give me a little extra, all good. But that debt has been paid off. And that's where at least I'm at as a Knicks fan. 0-2, don't want it to be 0-3. Because you never know when the team is going to get back there. And this is a team you love, too. Like this is, they built this up from scratch. And with Brunson, who, myself included, was critical of the move. Didn't think he was the superstar that we had been searching for. He turned into, because he wasn't a superstar, but he turned into that superstar. And then building this, which Leon Rose did as the architect, brick by brick by brick by brick by brick, to where the Knicks are now a well-oiled machine as far as a franchise. I mean, James Dolan is practically the toast of the town. Think about where we're in like bizarro world here. But that just shows you in this, you know, whatever it has been, 6 years or whatever, since with Leon, all the building this up to where they're at right now. It's been remarkable. But you got to seal the deal. Because as great as it's been, as legendary as this run has been, it will make the disappointment even worse and the loss even worse if they do lose. So let's go San Antonio. It's not. And by the way, they could certainly beat OKC, but they'll wax the Spurs. They'll wax them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls. I see people want to talk about Austin Wells. They want to talk about the Knicks. We got another hour and 20 minutes before Alan Jerry and the warm-up show come your way. It's After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night. So line up now. The phone number to join the conversation. We got plenty of time to take all those calls. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, this is After Hours here on The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
3:45 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And The Fan Focus, it's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Juan Soto, not only homering again, but breaking out the Jalen Brunson celebration, which I love the synergy, especially with the orange and blue, the both teams I root for, two of the great players in this city. It's great to see Juan Soto showing his appreciation, not only to Brunson, but is in full support of the Knicks, you know, breaking out the Let's Go Knicks chants. You know, he's on the field with Gelbs after the game, and he's just showing his full support of this franchise. And you love to see that. Now, as far as attending these games, it comes down to scheduling. It comes down to whether or not, you know, and this goes for the Yankees too, if they are there. Because, you know, Aaron Judge wants to be there. You know the players want to be there. We've seen Schlittler at the Garden. We've seen Judge at the Garden. We've seen Devin Williams at the Garden. We've seen Scataboo at the Garden. Heck, it sounds like Donald Trump's going to show up for one of the finals games. Maybe Jackson Dart will go with him. I'm sure the internet will handle that appropriately. Speaking of that, Jackson Dart did nothing wrong. Abdul Carter did nothing wrong. It's not going to, in my opinion, affect the Giants one iota. You're talking about bringing in Harbaugh to be the guy to build the culture, police the locker room, the taskmaster, a guy that had great, great culture in Baltimore. Even if there is a slightest bit of an issue, and it doesn't sound like there is, but even if there is the slightest issue, because first of all, and who knows how everybody's politically aligned anyway, doesn't mean, like, when you walk into a locker room that everyone's going to be on one political side. That's impossible, especially considering the way the country is, where we're split. So that's not happening. This team has goals and aspirations, especially with Harbaugh, especially with Dart as their quarterback, and I don't think something like this, which is for the most part innocent, is going to derail that type of season and those type of expectations, especially when Harbaugh is the head coach, a guy that knows how to handle this type of stuff, if there even is stuff. And it's going to be a story for a little while longer, but it'll have legs again come training camp. But after that, I think it's squashed. I think it goes away. I think it's a nothing burger, and the Giants can go to work in a year that I have giant expectations for. I want them in the playoffs. I expect them to be in the playoffs. Win total, you can go multiple different directions. As long as that win total is enough to get them in the playoffs, I'm satisfied. There's precedent when you consider what the Patriots did last year, what the Jags did last year, what the Bears did last year. New coach, young quarterback. Pats obviously got to the Super Bowl. Jags got to the playoffs, lost in the wild card round. Bears were able to win that thrilling playoff game against the Packers. So there's precedent in this league that it could happen. And the Giants fit that bill. Young quarterback, coach coming in for his first year. And last year was more to me about bad coaching than it was personnel. And you know who agrees with me? I haven't been able to dunk on this one either. I was ridiculed for saying Joe Shane, I gave him a B+ on his report card as far as his tenure with the Giants. Ridiculed for that one. I said Joe Shane deserves to not only stay, but if you're the Giants, give him the extension because you don't want him sitting around as a lame duck. Final year of the contract. He got his extension. I said Joe Shane deserves credit for the offensive line that the Giants had last year, that it played better than a Giant offensive line has played in years and years and years. And to me, his drafts have gotten better and better and better and better as he has gone on here, his tenure with the Giants. And everybody to a man, all my fellow Giant fans, you're an idiot. I disagree with you. You know who agreed with me? The Giants. John Harbaugh. They agreed with me. Doesn't mean we're all right, but they agreed with me. And I'm sure a lot of why Harbaugh picked this franchise is because of the roster that Shane has assembled. And if Harbaugh didn't want Shane around, he wouldn't be. We know ownership loves him, but so does Harbaugh, clearly, because he could have stepped in there. He now has a ton of power. And rightfully so, considering the state of the Giants before he got here and how, let's be honest, how desperate they are for a coach like that, considering all the failures that they've had over since Coughlin. They're desperate for a guy like Harbaugh, and he was clearly courted by a lot of teams and could easily have went to Nashville and been the Titans coach. But as far as the Dart Carter thing, to me, it's a nothing burger. And once we get to training camp, it'll get completely squashed. Hopefully both of them kind of do the rounds with the media and stuff like that. Or the two of them get together in front of a camera and say it's not a big deal, because I don't think it is. And I don't think it's going to have any kind of lasting effects or impact on this team. That would stun me if it does. Stun me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Phil in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Listen, being a diehard Knicks fan, I want OKC. That's who I want. I want the Knicks to play the best of the best. All right. Now, let's say San Antonio, by some chance, pulls the major upset and they win the next two games, okay? And the Knicks go on to win the championship against the Spurs. All right? We're going to be celebrating like hell. But at the same time, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to say, yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, who
we
cares?
Didn't play OKC.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah, I guess. I guess not. You win it, you win it.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, but listen, the coalition, you're right. There will be coalition of Knick hater members that will absolutely poke holes in this. We know that. But you know what? Who cares? We have the championship. They have words. That's it. You know, Evan and Sean have that stupid T-shirt that of me of that my Jalen Brunson take. You know what? I'll have a championship. They'll have a T-shirt. What would you rather have? So what are we talking about here? I don't care what the national media or people that hate the Knicks or hate New York have to say. That should not matter. And if it does matter to you, don't let it matter to you, Phil. It's all about winning a championship. I don't care if they play the Sisters of the Poor in the finals. As long as they win a championship, that's all that matters.
That's right. Listen, one more quick thing before I go. I'm an old time. I'm 70 years old. I go back to the last championship. The only thing that's missing with the Knicks is Marv Albert doing the games.
But you do have Breen, though. For more, and listen, I remember Marv, but for the more than, oh, come on, Mike Breen. I'm not trying to by any means besmirch Marv, but Mike Breen is as good as it gets. And the fact that at least we got, you know, we could have had no Nick, you know, affiliation in this, and we have to listen to Richard Jefferson begging for the opposing team to do something. Excuse me. We'd have Richard Jefferson basically trying to will the Cavs to do anything. At least we have Mike Breen, who has been the voice of the Knicks for years and years and years, to be that guy to call a Knicks final.
Okay. I mean, you know, all right, that's fair. All right. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Phil, and I get what you're saying. And Marv is obviously a legend, and you don't have to go back that far. I mean, I'm 40, and I can't not see the NBA and not hear Marv Albert's voice in my head. Now, if I wasn't choking right now, I would try to do my best Marv impression. What I loved about Marv was that he would tell you the temperature outside. The game's indoors. A chilly 56 degrees. It's like, Marv, the game is inside. Who cares about how cold it is outside? But I love Marv. But I love Mike Breen. Mike Breen is amazing, incredible. And we are on the doorstep here of our first triple bang. We got a premature bang last round on that Merrill 3 in game one, where it's bah! Now, it happens to all guys. You don't want to have the premature bang, but it does happen to all guys. And you got to live with it. Hopefully, it's not as public, your premature bang, as it was for Mike Breen, but it does happen. And we all know you usually get the single bang. That's the signature call of Mike Breen. Bang! And at times, he will dust off a double bang. Bang! Bang! But he has never triple banged. And when he was on the Roommates podcast, which is the podcast hosted by Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and I'm paraphrasing, but he was asked about potentially utilizing or putting out there the triple bang, calling it bang, bang, bang. And Breen basically said, listen, if you guys win the championship, I think that's the time to do the triple bang. Now, I don't know if there's going to be that moment to necessarily bring it out. Or, hey, the Knicks win the championship. Bang, bang, bang. I don't know where that's on him because he's the best. You know, he'll know when to use it. But we could hear that triple bang, which will be an iconic call. So with all due respect to Marv Albert, Mike Breen sitting, especially for all these years, doing so many horrible Knick games and Knick seasons, for him to have a front row seat for the Knicks during this run, obviously in the Eastern Conference Finals and now in the Finals, and the opportunity for Breen to be on the call, to hear Mike Breen's voice call a Knick championship and the triple bang, it doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't. So I'm glad that he gets that front row seat, because nobody has sat through, I promise you, more bad Knick basketball than Mike Breen. Nobody. You could be the diehardest of diehard fans, but you know there were times, all right, fourth quarter, they're down 60, I'm going to bed. Or, hey, I got a wedding tonight, I can't watch the game. Mike Breen had to sit there like a little kid eating his broccoli before he could have a chocolate cake and have to watch, and not only watch, but call these games, and he couldn't leave. Hey, the Knicks are down 50, they suck, I'm going to leave in the third quarter. He's got to sit there. Now, it's a dream job. It's as great a job as you could have. I'm not suggesting that, you know, he's being held there against his will. But the point is that the basketball was so god-awful for so many years. And for Mike to now be there on the call in the finals with this team 4 wins away from a championship, that's as good as it gets. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a Loogie here in the late night. One more hour to go. Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. with the warm-up show. So a lot to get into in terms of if you want to talk about the Knicks, you want to talk about the Mets, you want to talk about the Yankees. I'll address Steve Cohen and whether or not I think he should in some way meet the media sometime soon. So that'll be coming up in the final hour. The phone number to call, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!